Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
Today we have the privilege and the honor to dedicate some children back to God today. So at Life Change Church, we believe in dedicating children, little children. We believe in dedicating little children and not baptizing them. We believe that baptism is a choice and that each individual makes. And later we're going to see that. We're going to see some people who made a choice on their own to follow Jesus. And we're going to celebrate with them for that. So until they're old enough to make that decision, though, we believe that is a really good kind of a model of the Bible is actually to dedicate children as well. And Psalms 127:3 says, children are a reward from Him. Children belong to God first. And because children belong to God, they're given to us as gifts. And we believe that it's appropriate that we dedicate them back to God. We see this all throughout the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see Hannah. She presented her son Samuel to the Lord. Even Jesus. In Luke chapter 2, we see Mary and Joseph bring Jesus back into the temple and dedicate Jesus back before the Lord. So today, we have just an incredible family that we're going to model this example as well. So if I would like to introduce to you and to bring up Michael and Amber Akers, and then I'm going to introduce my wife as well. She can come over here. So. You guys can step right up here. So Michael and Amber, they are bringing Liam Michael and Paisley Nicole up here to be dedicated to the Lord this morning. So Michael and Amber, I'm going to draw your attention to a passage of scripture here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. And it tells us this. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. The truth is there's always opportunities to talk to our children about God. And it's always okay. And we always should do this as well. So as the parents of these beautiful children, and in the presence of God and these people, I'm going to ask you to make a vow unto your kids and before God. Do you vow, by God's help, in partnership with the church, to provide Liam and Paisley a Christian home of love and peace? Do you promise to raise them in the truth of our Lord's instruction and encourage them to one day trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? If so, please say I do. And then do you have some extended family here today as well? Perfect. So we do have extended family of the church though, right? So we all are extended family in that. So we as a church, we really are. We're the family and we are a major agent of influence into Liam and Paisley's life. We have the opportunity to provide a place really to support and to make a place of worship for them so they can experience the love of Jesus. So I'm going to charge each and every one of you today to do just that, to provide and support a place of worship in this community where Liam and Paisley can be loved into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. So do you, as a church, commit to doing your best to set an example and maintain an atmosphere that will inspire Liam and Paisley to desire a real relationship with a real God? If so, please say, we do. All righty. Well, we're going to pass a little switcheroo here. We may be able to do this, but we will give flowers. Sarah, do you want to hold one of these kiddos? Why did she go after the baby? Trouble. I'm going to give you a set of two flowers here. And the flowers, there's two bouquets there, one for each child. And there's a red carnation, there's a white carnation, and there's a budding rose. The red carnation represents your guys' bloodline to the children. The white carnation, it represents their innocence and their purity. And the budding rose, it represents the future hopes and the dreams that have not yet been accomplished, but will with God's help. May you always look to these and just say this as a reminder to the potential that you have as a family together. So in the authority of God's word and as a pastor of Life Change Church, I now dedicate Liam and Paisley unto the Lord for his service according to his will. Let's join in prayer. I'll lay hands on them. I'm not going to try to help out a kid because they'll just cry. But, dear Heavenly Father, God, we write now we come before you and we dedicate Liam and Paisley, God. God, we dedicate them back to you, God. They're a gift from you and we dedicate them back to you. God, we ask that you give Michael and Amber, God. We ask that you give this church, God, just the wisdom, the dedication to see each one of these children to grow in faith and knowledge of you. God, be with these precious children each and every single day of their lives. God, show them that you are real. Show them that you are faithful. Show them that you really love them, God. God, I pray that they would one day accept your Son into their life as their Lord and Savior. God, we pray this over them right now, God. Lord, we give Liam and Paisley back to you, and we pray that your will be made perfect in their life. God, I pray a special prayer over Paisley, God. God, I pray a special prayer over her dysplasia and her hips and her body right now. God, I pray that you will just create it to come back to the way that you designed it so it will be perfect, God. Perfect in your name. And I just pray a healing prayer over her right now. God, we thank you for them. God, we dedicate them and we give them back to you right now in your presence. And in Jesus' name, amen. Cool, cool. Well, let's give them a round of applause. We'll give Sarah, you have to give the baby back. All right. Well, hey, the day is a big day at Life Change Church. If you couldn't tell, it's a day of celebrations, and it's just fun to always celebrate, really dedicating a child back to the Lord. It's just an incredible honor. And today, we have the other incredible honor, which you're going to see, is baptisms as well. And what baptism is we kind of defined it a little bit, but it's the outward sign of the inward commitment that we make. It's the outward sign of those who have made a decision to follow Jesus. So we're going to celebrate with that, and then we're just celebrating as a church as we're growing. We've grown and numerically, but we're growing as people are really partnering in with us as well. Just want to brag on our church and all you guys right now. In the month of whatever the last month was, we'll get there. February, there it is. The month of February, we actually were able to gain 19 people on our serve team. We added 19 people. And then we actually have 35 people who jumped in and partnered with us as a church for partnership. We do have a partnership class tonight, too. If you haven't done that yet, partnership tonight is at 6 p.m. Child care is provided. And what partnership is, it's really our way to partner with you. So you can find out how you can be a part of the church, how you can jump in. But also, we want to partner with you as you grow closer to God. So we want to give you some tools of how to pray, of how to read your Bible, of how to even journal. So do some things that really will make a difference in your life. And what we're doing is we're really lifting up things to the next level. Again, just in 2 weeks, we're going to go to two services. Again, our service times are going to be at 9 and 10:30 in the morning. But that's March 19th, so I want to remind you of that. Once you come to the 9 o'clock and the 10:30 service, there will be a little bit more elbow room, right? So we're going to two services for that very reason. So I want to make sure you put that on your calendars and show up as well. But really, it gives us more room for others to experience life change. It gives us more room for others to experience that loving relationship and that growing relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what it's called about. That's what it's all about. That's what we're called to do. We're called to lift the bar in how we reach others. We're called to lift the bar in how we grow ourselves. And that's what we're doing through this series. We're in the middle of a series entitled Lift. And really, what we've been looking at is we're talking about how God has really called us to like raise the bar in everything we do. We looked at our relationships the first week. And we learned that the impact of our lives is measured in what we're passing on to others. And then last week, we talked about how we need to lift our bar in serving. And we found out that fulfillment is found in serving others. And through this series, it's always easy to see that God's calling us to go to the next level with Jesus. In fact, our memory verse for this series is 2 Peter 3:18. And if you have your Bible, you can go there with me. We always push the Bible app, so if you don't have a Bible, I would challenge you to go to this website here or just get on your phone or your tablet and you can actually get this app. This is an incredible resource for you. You can take the Bible with you wherever you go. There's reading plans on there as well. There's devotionals. If you're not really the greatest at reading, like you can't read good, that's not correct, just FYI. But if you can't really read that well, there's actually videos on there that can kind of walk you through the Bible as well. So it's amazing. But our memory verse for this series is 2 Peter 3:18. So I challenge you to highlight this, put it somewhere where you can see it. But it says this. It says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and the knowledge every single day. And the truth is, this looks different for each and every one of us because we're all on a different starting point. We're all at a different level. But no matter where we are, we're called to be lifted up from wherever we are to go closer to Him, to grow in grace, to grow in knowledge. And why we're doing this is to give Him the glory both now and forever. In every part of our life, we should be giving God the glory. That's what moving forward is. That's what growth is. That's what lifting the bar is. I think too many times we just get stuck, right? We just get stuck. I'm sure some of you guys have been there before. Like maybe you've gotten stuck, maybe not even spiritually, but maybe you've just been stuck before. Like it's one of the most frustrating things in the world. Maybe your foot got caught in something. Maybe you like are crazy and you like shut the door on your coat. You got stuck in the car door. Nobody's ever done that. That's not embarrassing at all if you do that. Maybe you drove your car off the road into some snow and you just got stuck, right? Remember one of the most frustrating and craziest things when I got stuck was back in college. I worked masonry on the summers of college. And I was basically just a laborer. I was like the backup mud man. That's just the what I gave myself as the title because I felt good about myself when I said I'm the backup mud man, right? So when the regular mud man was like in prison for the night, I was that guy, right? And sometimes that happened, but that's when I came in. But I remember one day it was super rainy, just like pouring in the morning and stuff. And we were outside, we were laying some footers, we were laying some base. And then we were getting ready to do this, but there was so much mud and we couldn't do anything. So we just kind of were there, we couldn't work. But it was supposed to kind of pass along, right? The rain was supposed to pass over us. So they made the decision, hey, don't go home, because I knew if they sent people home, nobody's coming back. So they said, don't come home, just stay here for a while. We're going to wait this out. Now, I'm the low man on the totem pole. So they decided, like, hey, we should get some coffee while we wait this out. Let's send the new guy, right? Let's send this young guy. Let's send Corbin. He can go get some coffee. So they gave me the keys to this orange truck. Like, this thing was a beater. Like, it was crazy, right? So they give me the keys to say, hey, go run down to the Duke and get some coffees. Go get 10 coffees. I'm like, all right, whatever. This was a stick shift, so I'm driving this thing. And it was on its last leg. And let me just tell you, this trip for coffee, it like tipped it over. Like it broke its last leg big time. Because I went and got the coffee. And then I come back. I'm looking at it. I've got 10 coffees in the side seat there. I'm like, that's a lot of coffees. I don't want to carry all these all the way back to the job site. Like I'm not going to park out here. I think this can make it, right? This can make it. It doesn't really rain that hard. Apparently that was a wrong idea. It definitely did rain that hard, but I'm like, let's see how far I can get. So I put this thing in there, I'm like gunning it, and then all of a sudden, and I'm just buried. So I try to back it up, I try to go forward, I'm rocking this thing, coffee's going everywhere, like it's just a mess, and I'm like, I'm going to get it everything she's got, right? So I slam in first gear and just slam this thing, I even kick into the second, but I'm not going anywhere, and the next thing you go, I'm like, uh-oh. Open the door, like, basically, I'm getting in the mud, just like rolling out, not even stepping out because that's how buried I was. I'm like, this isn't good, right? It's smoking. I'm thinking, oh, all right, I'm definitely stuck. And the truth is, I don't want to go forward. Like, what I want to do right now is I want to turn around, go in my car, and never come back and work here again. Like, it was a good job, but that's not for me. But I kind of had to move past that, right? I was stuck. I didn't want to face these guys and tell them, hey, your coffee spilled, your work truck, it's dead. Sorry, right? But the truth is, I was completely stuck. And I think we've all been stuck before. I think even we've been stuck spiritually, right? Faith is something that I think many of us, we really struggle with in our lives. But not too many people talk openly about it, right? The truth is, we've all probably felt stuck at some point in our lives. Maybe you're even there now. But when we're there, we feel completely alone. This feeling of being stuck, it's a lonely place to be. So right now, I just want to get real transparent with you guys, and I want you to get transparent with me. If you've ever felt like you're stuck, like you just got stuck in your spiritual life, you just got stuck in your faith, like you just weren't able to move forward, maybe there's something that happened, right? Maybe there's some doubts. Maybe you had some questions. Maybe you had some frustrations. Whatever it is, you just feel like you were stuck. Raise your hand and keep them up. Raise your hand, right? All right, now, everybody with your hands up, I want you to look around. Guess what? You are not alone. You weren't alone. Even though you feel completely alone when you're stuck, even though you feel completely alone when you can't move forward, even though you feel completely alone when you're frustrated, you're not. At some point, we all experience this feeling of being stuck. And what it is, it's really a part of growth in our own lives. because it gives us the opportunity to put our faith into action. It really forces us to truly define where our faith is, what our faith is, and how we apply it. It creates the opportunity for us to lift our faith. Because faith is moving forward with God even when you don't feel like it. Faith is moving forward with God even when you don't feel like it. And there's a lot of times in our lives where we just need to move forward. You go back to my truck story. As much as I wanted to get out and run to my car and go into a fetal position and just cower down, what did I do? I got out of the truck, rolled out of the truck, got my boots completely muddy, caked in mud, and I pushed through this, made 3 trips to get the coffee to them. My 3rd trip back, I said, listen, the truck's blown up too, and it's stuck in the middle of the field too, so see you later. Are we working? No. I still had a job, bro. It was cool. But I moved forward. And there's sometimes we just need to swallow our pride and move forward, even if we don't feel like it. In our spiritual lives, there's times we need to move forward with God even when we don't feel like it. There's times we need to move past our doubts. There's times we just need to continue on even when things don't make sense. Faith is moving forward with God even when you don't feel like it. And a great illustration of this is found in the book of Joshua, the Old Testament. Book of Joshua, we're going to read through this. It's chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, and then we're going to read verses 12 through 20. This is a story you may have heard about before, may have heard parts of it, but it's the story about Joshua and the walls of Jericho. And just to give you a little backstory about this, this story really goes back to Moses when he freed the Israelites from Egypt. When God worked through Moses and freed the Israelites from Egypt. Now, this sounds awesome, and this was an incredible experience. This is something that really lifted their faith, but it turned out the Israelites were freed, and then they wandered in the desert for 40 years, right? So it was easy for them at first to have this incredible faith that God, because they saw God free them from slavery, they saw God do all these incredible miracles. But now it's approximately 40 years later, and God's still calling them to lift their faith. God's still calling them to move forward, even when they probably didn't feel like it. Listen, I don't know about you, but if I'm wandering in a desert for 40 years, most likely, I'm going to be tired. Most likely, I'm probably to the point where I'm going to be giving up hope. I'm going to be to the point where I've been completely frustrated, right? I like to see results immediately. But the results aren't always immediate. This is where the Israelites were. They were stuck. And this is where we're going to pick this story up here in Joshua chapter 6. Verse 1 reads, "Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. And on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up. Everyone straight in.'" Think about this for a second. Here the Israelites are. They've wandered in the desert for 40 years, right? And now they have this opportunity to take over the city. Like, they're so, so close. Like, they can see it. It's almost in their hands. And then what happens? They're called to walk around the city for 7 days. Crazy. Just, like, that's not normal, right? That doesn't make that much sense. I think we experience this as well. I think a lot of times we feel like we're so close to something. We feel like we've done all the right things. We can almost see it, and then all of a sudden, we have to walk around a city wall. We have to do something that seems completely crazy. We have to do something that doesn't make sense. There's so many times we feel we might be on the right path, but then all of a sudden, there's some struggles that pop up, whether it's with our health, whether it's our finances, whether it's our relationships. But we're called to continue to have faith through each and every one of them. It takes faith to do that. But if we're honest, I think this is where we get stuck. This is where many of us, we just give up, right? When our jobs get tough, what do? We either give up or we give in, right? We may get so frustrated that we literally quit, or at minimum, we just check out. We do this with our marriages too. When it gets tough, there's times we just quit, or at least there's times where we may just like check out of our marriages and we're just going through it, right? We just coexist. But the truth is, God doesn't want that for you. He wants so much more. He wants you to continue on. Too many times in continuing walking, I think so many times we just freeze up. But we need to follow the examples of the Israelites. We need to follow the example and the instructions of Joshua. Jump back in here to verse 6. It says, "So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, 'Take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it.' And he ordered the army, 'Advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord.'" Here's Joshua, and he's encouraging. He's actually even doing more than that. He's actually commanding the Israelites to move forward. Even when we don't feel like it, we still need to move forward. We're not only encouraged to do that, we're actually commanded to do that. When we don't feel like it, we need to move forward. Now jump down to verse 12 with me. It says this. It says, "Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpet. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city seven times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city seven times. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army. He said, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her and her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies that we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury.'" Here they are. And what did the Israelites do? They moved forward. They carried it out. Even when they didn't feel like it, even when they were exhausted, even when they were frustrated, they continued to move forward. And check out this result. Verse 20 says, "When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city." This is the result of faith. This is what happens when we move forward. This is what faith is. Faith is moving forward with God, even when you don't feel like it. And think about this for your life, right? Think about this metaphorically, how close you are to your city, right? How close you are to your next destination. How close you are, and all you need to do is you just need to move forward. Move forward and trust in God. That's the result of faith. Our faith leads to our purpose. Our faith leads to our breakthrough that we're waiting on. Our faith leads to our destiny. And too many times I think we give up when we're so close. I found this quote a couple weeks ago. It's really about perseverance, but I love this, and it ties in so well with our faith. Check this out, though. It says this. It says, "I look at the stonecutter hammering away at a rock 100 times without so much as a crack showing it. Yet at the 101st blow, it splits in two. I know it was not the one blow that did it, but all that had gone before." God's calling us to move on, even when we don't feel like it. Think about that for your life, right? Where is God asking you to lift your faith? Imagine how close you are to his destination. Imagine how close you are for his purpose in your life. Maybe today, maybe that's just starting a relationship with him. Maybe that's just taking that first step of faith. The truth is, Jesus gave his life for us. He lived a perfect life for each and every one of us because we couldn't, right? Then he died on a cross to pay a penalty that each and every one of us deserved. But then he was risen again to give us new life. Maybe we're just one step away from accepting that, to have that relationship with God, to fill that hole that we've always desired. Maybe for us, maybe it's moving forward in some instance at our work. Maybe it's with your family. Maybe there's a struggle and God's just calling you to move forward. Maybe God's calling you to swallow your pride with whatever grudge you're still holding, with whatever unforgiveness that you're not willing to give up. God's saying, move forward. Even if it's an act of faith, move forward and forgive that person. Maybe it's with your health, right? Think about it. In your life, the trumpet is about to sound. The army's about to shout, right? The walls are about to collapse. It's about time to take the city, but we need to move forward. We need to lift up our faith. Faith is moving forward with God, even when you don't feel like it. And here's how we keep moving forward. Number one, we have to be intentional. We have to be intentional. I was listening to a leadership podcast yesterday, and it talked about how we don't drift into the places we want to go. We have to be intentional with our lives. I mean, think about it. Just think about just really, or like a diet, for instance. If you're going to go on a diet, what do? You have to be intentional about it. I don't know if you're like me, but 2 hours into a diet, I'm ready to quit. We have to be intentional. And to make a diet more than a diet and to make it a lifestyle, it has to be something we think about every single day. It has to be something we spend time really planning. We have to spend time working out. We have to spend time preparing the food. We have to be intentional with what we put into our bodies. And the same is true for our spiritual lives as well. We have to be intentional about lifting up our faith. We have to make a conscious choice to go after God every single day. We see this with Joshua and the Israelites. They literally went after God. And if you go back to verse 6, it says, "So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry the trumpets in front of it.'" This is symbolizing that God is going before them. The army, all the Israelites are after God, after the priest, after the Ark of the Covenant. They're placing God and following him in everything they do. And then in verse 7, it says, "He ordered the army, advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." This is crazy because what are they doing? They're placing the Ark of the Covenant, but they're also placing protection before that. They're placing protection around their lives so that God is always before them. Do we place God first in our lives? Do we have things in our lives really that can protect us and keep God in front of us? Are you intentional about following him? To move forward, even when we don't feel like we have to be intentional. Number two, we have to be obedient. We need to be obedient, meaning that we consistently obey what God's called us. And if we don't know what that is, if we don't know what we're supposed to do, start with the Bible. The Bible is God's plan for us. It's written out there. It's actually real words that we can read and we can apply to our lives. Read the Bible. The Bible app, again, is a great app that you can take with you wherever you go, that you can read the Bible every single day. Don't just open the Bible on a Sunday morning and expect you to be ready to roll every single day. Open it up every day. That's his plan for you. His words are in there for you to live out and to do and to obey. We need to be constantly obedient. Even if we don't see progress, we still need to be obedient. We see Joshua and the Israelites do this as well. In verse 14, it says, "So on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. And they did this for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. Except on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.'" Think about this. They carried this out. But what would have happened if they quit on day 5? What would have happened if on day 7, they just would have circled 2 times? You're like, "You know what? My foot hurts. I'm tired. I'm out. They would have missed out, right? They had to be obedient, and we need to do the same thing. We need to be obedient in our life. What's incredible is God didn't ask the Israelites to overcome the wall. He just asked them to be obedient and to be faithful in the small things in each and every step around that city wall. Whatever giant obstacle you're facing right now, whatever thing you're going through, God may not be asking you to overcome it. He's just asking you to take a step to him. He's just asking you to be obedient. And then number 3, we need to allow Jesus to complete his work. We are not a finished product on our own. And we can never make ourselves that finished product. We need to understand this truth. We need to take the pressure off ourselves and let Jesus complete his work. For many of us, this is a huge step of faith, but it's our next step of faith. For many of us, our next move is to hand the power over from us and back to God. To allow him to remodel us. To allow him to redo us. The funny thing about a remodel, it gets messy. If you've ever remodeled anything in your house, it gets messy, right? It gets hard. It gets frustrating. It gets to the point where you just, maybe if you're even hiring somebody out, it gets to the point where you want to take over. It gets messy. But don't give up. The finished work only comes from Jesus. In Colossians 2:10, it says, "In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. We're brought to fullness through Christ. And he's the power of every head and authority. Everything in our life that seems too big for us, guess who has authority over it? Guess who has power over it? Christ does. And when we go to him, it allows him to complete his work in us. Are you allowing him to complete his work in you? To move forward, even when we don't feel like it, we have to be intentional. We have to be obedient. And we need to allow Jesus to complete his work in us. Faith is moving forward with God, even when you don't feel like it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you for calling us to lift our faith, no matter where it is, whether it's just starting off or whether we've been a follower of you for years and years and years. You're still calling us to rise to that next level, God. You're still calling us to move forward, even if we don't feel like it. And God, no matter what phase we're in our life, God, I pray that you help us, God. Help us to be intentional every single day. God, help us to be obedient every single day. Help us to consistently obey you. And God, help us to humble ourselves and allow you to complete your work in us. God, we love you and thank you for the gift of Jesus who can complete your work in us. And we ask that you do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you're listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.